Mrs. Brown's Boys began as a stage play and radio show before transitioning into a BBC sitcom in 2011. Created by Brendan O'Carroll, who also stars as the titular matriarch Agnes Brown, the show became a baffling hit in the UK and Ireland, despite critical disdain. Clad in a cardigan and wig, O'Carroll's performance as the foul-mouthed Dublin mother drew comparisons to classic cross-dressing comedy acts, but it polarized viewers from the start. With its low-budget aesthetic, broad slapstick humor, and fourth-wall-breaking antics, it was a show that seemed proudly old-fashioned, even retrograde. This is TV Casualty, Mrs. Brown's Boys. While audiences initially tuned in, critics panned the show as crude, lazy, and aggressively unfunny. Many cited its reliance on dated jokes, poorly hidden camera flubs, and overly theatrical delivery as indicators of a production that felt more like a community play than a professional series. Episodes were riddled with bloopers left intentionally in, awkwardly executed gags, and jarring moments when actors would laugh at their own lines, all of which may have added to its oddball charm for some viewers, but highlighted a lack of polish for others. Despite scathing reviews and being routinely ranked among the worst comedies on British television, Mrs. Brown's Boys inexplicably endured. Holiday specials drew sizable audiences for several years, and the show even spawned a feature film in 2014, Mrs. Brown's Boys the Movie, which was widely panned yet successful at the box office. International adaptations failed to find similar success, with a US pilot quietly dropped and other versions struggling to connect with audiences unfamiliar with the original's specific brand of humor. The show's downfall was gradual. As audience tastes shifted and novelty wore off, even longtime fans began to lose interest. By the late 2010s, viewership had declined, and its New Year's and Christmas specials, once festive ratings juggernauts, began drawing lukewarm numbers. The writing, which was never subtle to begin with, became increasingly reliant on recycled jokes and clumsy innuendo. Attempts to modernize the format or introduce topical material often fell flat, alienating the original fan base while failing to attract new viewers. Behind the scenes, allegations of workplace tension, declining morale, and production delays added to the show's troubled reputation. Brendan O'Carroll's public insistence that the show's popularity outweighed its critical mauling sometimes came across as defensive, reinforcing the divide between its vocal supporters and those who questioned how it ever succeeded in the first place. Today, Mrs. Brown's Boys is remembered more for the fierce debates it inspired than for its comedic value. For some, it remains a guilty pleasure, a working-class, no-frills comedy that gave people a laugh at the end of the week. For others, it's a case study in how something critically reviled can still find commercial success, at least for a while. But in the broader scope of television history, it stands as a curious anomaly, a show that failed upward, defying expectations until even those who once found it charming had to admit its time had passed.